Welcome. FFG episode lucky number 7.
Who thought we would have made it this far? Hot damn.
Yeah, 7 episodes.
And man. Way too many people listening now.
Oh, yeah. The pressure is getting a little bit real, huh?
Yeah, people are hitting me up and they're like, oh, you guys did a good job. And, you know, like, what the hell are you talking about and shit? I'm like, oh, damn. It's starting to get hella real right now.
Yeah, but, you know. Just got to keep it real and just keep it natural, which is, this whole thing is super not natural.
Oh, God. It's super freaky now. Like, I'm worried about all the dumb shit I want to say.
Oh, man. We can't hold back, though. We just got to say it.
Oh, dude. I want to talk so much shit about so many people, but then, you know, now they'll want to fight me on the street and shit.
So, for the next episode, we're going to, like, drink a little bit. I'm going to drink water, and we're going to have a special guest. Who shall be named anonymously?
Who shall remain nameless.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to name them anonymously? What the fuck? No, I guess we should say thank you to all the fools actually taking the time to listen to the dumb shit we say.
Yeah. That's. Why would you guys listen? There's so many good things to be listening to out there.
I know. I feel like you guys just want to go to hell with the rest of us because, you know, one of us, you're going to fall into the goddamn trap.
Yeah.
But thank you. I guess our dozens of fans have turned into 13 or so now.
Yeah. Now we can't just say, hi, Mom.
I know, man. Everybody up in there. I got to watch what I say. Shit. Anyway, what's new with you this week?
I don't know. It's been 10 days since Valentine's Day.
Man, fuck Valentine's Day.
No, you're supposed to be fucking during Valentine's Day. You're fucking on Valentine's Day.
Hey, you don't judge me. I hate that day. You know.
Yeah, and we can't be saying that it's gay. You know, like, you gotta, it's not, I don't know, how do you say it nicely without saying, oh, forget it, it's gay.
And there goes all our gay listeners. Yeah. It was nice having all three of you. Oh, man. No, me, I finally went to the doctor and my blood pressure was hella down, so I'm happy.
Oh, damn. Yeah. So what's the next step for you then? Like,
losing the gut.
Oh, yeah.
Unfortunately, the weight didn't move at all.
Yeah, unfortunately, like, all our podcasting equipment and our studio is looking really good. But unfortunately, we are not.
We need to upgrade. We got, like, everything's new in here, and it's all just ghetto rigged and shit. But
yeah,
we are still looking like shit.
Yeah, I've just been really stressed with all this, like, paperwork and works, like, you know, during that time where we don't know if we have contracts yet. So if you ever want to live in Japan, just understand that it's not a very stable environment.
Like, at least not the way we're working it.
Or where we're working.
You know, you can go out on your own and maybe make it and maybe not make it. Or you can go into this year-to-year thing like, oh, will I have my job next year? I hope so.
Yeah. Hey, you never know.
I'm from Vegas. We gamble all the shit all the time.
Yep.
But the paperwork, that's not work-related. What are you doing all that paperwork for?
The paperwork is for an apartment that I'm buying, so it's done. Like, we're gonna move in next week, and I'm gonna need your help, buddy.
Oh, I think I'm going to be sick that week, so thank you for letting me know.
All right.
Gonna just jump off the balcony, bust a few leg limbs, bust, what a, bones, god damn it.
You're gonna bust your penis? Oh, shut up. What's
gonna happen? I couldn't remember the word for bones. Oh my god, I hate this shit. Oh man. No, I'm excited. And then when we get you into your new place, I think that's where we're going to start the recording, right?
Yeah, we're actually going to transition into, like, having the podcast more structured. So we're going to actually put some, you know, pictures of what we have been talking about. And since we are Fukuoka fat guys, we're going to show you pictures of the food that we've been eating that got us to
you guys want
to
see what diabetes this, yeah, looks like? Like, what the fuck? We want to show. No, but bikinis, though. Fuck that shit.
The ETA and the bikinis is coming.
Oh, it's, yeah, just, for you.
We got a special order of that stuff from China, you know?
but yeah, with his, since his new apartment that he's calling it, this giant-ass condo, is way bigger than my little-ass apartment, we're going to be able to probably speak a little more freely, like, volume-wise, and, you know, have the video and hopefully give you guys targets to hate with all the stupid shit we say that you listen to. So
yeah, so like last Friday we went to eat out and it was super good. Like
Korean food. Yeah. Oh yeah.
If you guys haven't been to Apuro, there's a couple of places in Tianjin. Like for the people who are in Fukuoka, check that place out. It's pretty good. A little pricey, but I mean, if you're a guy and you haven't seen a girl, that's a pretty good place to go see girls.
Because only girls are there. Mad ladies there. God damn. But it was like, those are all the ones who are into like the Korean boy bands and shit. So
yeah, they don't like men.
So. I was about to say, you don't have a chance. We were watching the videos of them, like the singers on the TV, and like you see the girls pop up and they all have the same face. And then you see the guys and you're like, is that a guy?
Are those girls?
It was.
don't hate us, BTS. And
But no, man, it was nuts. But we ate. We had the pork thing.
Sangyeopsal.
Yeah, yeah. And we had all you could drink. And that's when they decided. They're like, oh, you guys should do a podcast when you're drinking. I'm like, oh, hell no. There's no filter on me when I'm drinking, so.
Yeah, that's the one of the good things about alcohol, right? It reduces people's inhibitions. So that's the reason why you feed it to the girls, isn't it?
Oh, wait, don't you make me sound all rapey as shit on the podcast?
I'm not making you sound rapey. I'm just stating the truth.
I was just enjoying alcohol with my friends that night. There were no ladies. I was hollering at.
Oh, I'm going to tell my wife and Hunter that you said that.
What, they're not my friends? But no, we had good foods. I mean, man, we were there all damn night, too.
Yeah, it was a pretty good time. And that's, like, part of the dilemma of why it's hard to stay lean in Japan. Like, if you get old like us, you know, like, over 50s.
Wait. What's this over 50? Over 50 kilos? Over 50 pounds? Are you talking about age? How old am I?
Shit. Wait, you're not 50? What's wrong with you?
Well, hell no, man.
But as you get older, like, sometimes most of the things you end up doing is eating and hanging out. And so that contributes to a little bit of calorie excess.
A little bit. That the amount of calories we had in that one meal was enough for like 4 days.
Maybe five.
Hey, we had, and then not to mention the alcohol, like I had like five beers, the Nigori or whatever?
Soju.
Oh, soju. We had soju. Yeah, and makgeolli. And the makgeolli. Oh, yeah. So, yeah. I drank all the alcohol that weekend. I was just like,
I drank else. Water.
Oh, congratulations. Don't you feel so goddamn special?
It's okay. It's all good.
Hey, my friend was treating me, and I didn't want to insult her by not eating.
You can't insult people. Yeah, it's not a nice thing to do.
So, but now that, you know, we have these guts and then... Oh, that was the other fun part. I was doing research on how to get back into training with this injury, and everyone's like, just take your time. Don't rush back into it. And I'm like, fuck, that's exactly what I want to do.
Yeah, that's the hard thing. You know, do you want to do this for the long term, or do you want to do it quickly and then put that weight back on?
Yeah, the rubber band effect. Well, it's not even that. It's just people who come back from injuries, they get frustrated because they haven't been able to work out so long. And so all the readings I saw were just like, you got to take it slow. Don't go for like long distance runs and shit, and take it slow, take it easy, and, you know, listen to your body. And I'm like, fuck, I'm so impatient. I just want to.
Well, I think I'm going to take care of your programming. So when the first day you step foot in the gym, you know, before then, I'm going to take care of your prerequisites to get you back into the gym, because I don't want you lifting weights until you're ready. So you'll probably have a pretty good cardio base and movement base. So right now you should really be focusing on your mobility.
All the stuff that's not fun. I like picking up mountains and cars and stuff.
Yeah, but the other day your sister sent me a tweet.
Oh, God.
Or a message, sorry. About someone on her team, like one of her instructors, doesn't think she's going to pass.
Oh, man. No, she has... So me and her, we talked about this, and her whole, like, training team or whatever, her teachers, they're so full of shit. I know what it's going to be is when she passes, they're going to be like, we knew you could do it. We were just pushing you and, you know, making her. But it's like, I told her, I'm like, when you pass, tell them all fuck off, you know?
Yeah, you got to do that that star, the finger, you know, the one you're
jack in the box,
yeah, jack in the box finger,
just get flip them the bird.
Yeah, that's messed up, man. Like,
well, no, it's funny because like people want they want fat people to lose weight. You know, that's what I see, like, on YouTube and shit. But then they'll be at the gym making fun of those fuckers on the damn treadmill.
Yeah.
It's like, look at this behemoth.
Taking pictures of these people and shit. I'm like, damn.
But, I mean, everyone's motivated, you know, differently or whatever. Like, some people like being, you know, told, like, oh, you're a fucking piece of shit. If you don't run, you know, we're going to kill you. Or...
Yeah, some people like being the underdog, but I think...
Fuck that.
In your subconscious, sometimes...
you just want to fight everybody.
Yeah, I mean, it does get to you, you know? Those... what people say, like, they even said that if someone's even sleeping or they're in a coma, like, the things that you say around them affects them. They can, like, subconsciously, their body knows.
If anyone in my family goes into a coma, I'm going to try and hypnotize them just to see if I can.
Give me money.
Yes, that's exactly what's going to. You don't need that money. Give it to your favorite family member. Me. I mean... My sister can do it with her black magic, so she's got an advantage over me.
I think she'll just take your money.
She'll just rob me once I get the money.
She has a gun, dude.
I know. I'm never coming home. I'm going to be in trouble for saying that. But no. Motivation and people who motivate you in the right way are a big thing. But shit.
And part of the good thing about us being on iTunes now is we're a little more motivated, but the pressure is getting pretty real. One of the best things about it is that it's forcing us to be accountable. So now, if we don't record every week, I just blame Tucker, you know?
Whoa, wait. Rewind that. Why are we blaming me?
Because I can't.
Wait. Hold on. If the shit doesn't happen, it's my fault? blaming black people for bad shit in the world? I thought we stopped doing that.
I thought we.
Oh, now we both black. Shit. Oh, I forgot. My bad. Wakanda forever.
Wakanda.
Hell no. Man, every weekend we're just like, what time? I just hope we start in the afternoon so I can sleep in.
Man. I'm going to be like, 6 a.m.
I just ain't going to bed until after we do the podcast. You ain't testing me. I used to have to take my grandma to the bus stop in the morning. She's like, oh, I got to be there at 6. So I'd say, okay, and just stay up all night. And then after I dropped her off, I'd be going to bed at like 7 a.m. That's fine. Man, don't act like I don't know about all this shit. But geez, so your move... That, I guess I should say our move since I got to help with it. You're doing it with a moving company or?
Actually, we're debating right now whether we're going to have to get some help because with your arm, you know, like the worst thing we could do is have you get re-injured. But I might need your help just moving little things or like
packing,
burning my house down.
Hoarders buried alive. Did you know there was a third person dead, here?
Getting rid of all the dead bodies.
We find a cat, I'm out. No, when I moved in Japan, it was really, it's really different because in America, you're always looking for that person with a truck. So,
yeah. Hey, I know I haven't talked to you for like 7 years.
Yep, that was me. You know, people over there, they're like, hey, we went to preschool, you know, in 1984. And you're like, was I in preschool back then as a 1 year old? But now out here, you get like moving companies and stuff. The only problem is that March is the moving season out here because it's the end of the school year. And April is the start of the new school year in Japan. So mad fools are going to be doing so they get like premium prices and stuff like that. And it's what, like an hour drive from where you guys live to the city?
Yeah, it's about an hour away.
So Their new place to come close to us in the city is an hour drive. And you were talking about using that tiny K truck, right?
Yep.
So that's going to be like a billion trips, right?
Yeah, maybe like several.
Several billion.
But we're gonna try to get it all done. And unfortunately, I'm leaving to go to Kuala Lumpur this weekend. So I'm going to need you to teach my class on Friday and pick up the sauna on Saturday.
I'm picking up a sauna. You can pick up a sauna in this country.
Yeah, don't worry about
like
it.
Like drive through or what?
Yeah, you know, just go.
What kind of sauna is this?
It's an infrared sauna. It's a small one-person sauna. Don't worry. It's small.
It's a small one-person. Look at this fool living the goddamn high life and shit. It's like, surprise, okay. You got planned Saturday. Man, thanks a lot. But geez, yeah, I prefer moving out here than to America just because I can pay for it and it's not too expensive.
Yeah, unfortunately, you don't have the same view on paying for sex.
What? How do you get from moving to pay for sex?
I'm just saying, like, it's difficult to, like, move, so you'd rather pay for it. But then, like, it's difficult to bang a chick. But you wouldn't want to pay for it.
Oh, God. There go all our viewers right there. Hell no, I don't want to pay for that. That defeats the whole point. It's no fun.
I'm winking at you, okay?
You're winking, I'm winking at you right now. The verbal wink. A wink. Shut up. Y'all here trying to get me in trouble, man. Well, you know, everyone's listening to this goddamn podcast now. Shit.
Well, the thing is, like, in where we live in Japan, it's not frowned upon for men that are not married to
even the ones that are
to workers at Apple to go to Soapland. Everyone else, it's okay, but if your wife works at Apple, you can go.
Oh man, that seems very specific.
If your name starts with a C
and ends with an R,
well, basically, I can't go because I don't have any money.
That's kind of the big thing. But I mean, shit, where's the fun in that? You know, like moving isn't fun. You can't compare sex and moving at all. You know, who's gonna be like, oh man, it's Wednesday. You know what I really need to do is go fucking lift some boxes. Well, that's a good idea.
Well, when I have sex, I usually move. So
fuck you know that's not what I mean. It's just like, hey yo man, you got time? You know, it's Thursday night, I ain't gotta work Friday. Let's go to a club and see if we can lift a refrigerator. like what the fuck, like is we're gonna say that's the equivalent of getting laid? Like
touche James.
I'm just saying, man, coming out here, you ain't even trying to compare apples and oranges. You know, man, you're comparing apples to, you know, a goddamn hubcap. Like, they're not, there's nothing similar about that.
Yeah, but, you know, that's just how I roll.
Yeah, apparently. But, oh, man, screw all that stuff. Speaking of hubcaps, this past weekend, I was riding along with my friend, and...
Is your friend a girl?
My friend's your wife, damn it.
Oh, damn it.
You know who the hell I'm... Who the hell is this driving me around? We were on our way to get your side. Yeah. I was trying to make it mysterious, and you just ruined the goddamn surprise.
Okay, my bad.
Either way, me and Grace are riding around, and this Porsche pulls in front of us and just, like, cuts us off and then stops in the middle of the street and just turns his hazard lights on because he's waiting to pick up somebody. And it just pisses me off. Oh, my God, driving in this country... I'm glad I don't do it. I'd be a fucking criminal. Road rage like a mug. I used to lose my shit in Vegas.
Oh, trust me, when you get on your bicycle to ride on the road, because you're not going to be riding on the sidewalk, you're gonna be so mad at taxi drivers. Me, you, Haven, we're just going to have stories. Damn that damn taxi driver.
Oh, no. Everybody hates taxi drivers out here. Like, everybody be getting sideswiped and shit. But then you get the dumb fucks on the bike who ride... in the middle of the street, and then, like, slow down everybody. Like, I feel we should be able to hit those fuckers.
Hey, that's me.
You know, let's just give a little bump on the tire. Like, get the fuck out the way. The hell, man. I hate that shit. I was on the bus rushing to a movie, I think. Was I trying to go to a movie or something this past week? I don't even remember, but I'm on the bus, and then we got this dumb shit holding the bus down. And the buses, you know, they're the most polite drivers because... You know, they have to be.
I don't know about that.
Oh, no, they're horrible people. But when they drive on the street, they follow the law to the damn T. And this guy would not get out the way. And I was like, I just wanted to go out there and just kick his bike over and just be like, dude, get the fuck out the way. Or at least let the bus pass. You know, hop on the sidewalk, hop on the way off. I don't know, man. Road rage. When I used to have to go to UNLV in those mornings, man, people did not know how to drive. And the rubbernecking. Why does everyone want to look at a fender bender? You know, if a diesel hits like a Ford Escort or something and just destroys it, okay, I can understand people staring at that. But if it's just literally like someone dented someone's bumper, you don't need to look at that. You should be able to punch people in the face for that. And then out here, when they just turn their hazards on the street, you should be able to punch them in the face for that too.
I think so. That's good. So
yeah.
I think we should. Let's just do it right now.
Just start go punching people. Man, my hand's going to be all swollen up and shit and broken at the end of the day. Like, we ain't even going to be, like, 2 feet away from my house. Oh, I hate road rage. I try to control it, but God, I get mad so quickly.
Now, the reason why people get mad in the car is, like, people don't realize that it's super dangerous to be driving, you know? Like, there's people, like, in their cars, like, putting on their makeup or reading a newspaper. The other day, I saw someone reading a newspaper.
What about when the kids aren't buckled up and just jumping back and forth from the back seat to the front seat?
Yeah, I think Japan needs a it needs a lesson in, like, car safety, like a
which
real one.
Which is nuts, because, like, the stuff you have to go through to get a license out here, you would think that they'd be, you know, mad proper with all that.
No, once they get their license, man, it's all out the window.
Man.
Like, they put curtains on their car so the people don't have to see what a jackass they are.
Tinted all the way.
It's stuff. Not because they're beating off in their car. They just...
Why did you jump to that? What? Curtains in a car jump to beating off? What?
No. Actually, my coworker told me that she rides the bus often, and she sees... when she looked down, she saw this dude, like, with his... You know, his ding-ding out, and, like, he was just, like, he going wanted girls on the bus to look at his ding-ding.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
And it was an old dude. Not like, my age old, but, like
a little over 50.
Like, you know, do your balls hang low? Do they wobble to and fro?
Oh, my you God. Know, throw I'm them over your shoulder and like stuff. You know? Oh, Jesus. I'm so happy I don't see stuff like that.
When I mean, like, at least it's a... Not hairy balls, because those are the worst.
This is why I like the subway. None of that shit happens on the subway.
Are you sure?
Hell yeah.
Yeah, I guess so.
Don't you ruin the subway for me. That's my safe place.
I'm going to go there with my balls.
God damn it. Leave me alone. That's my fucking safe place. I just want to be there, and I just want to be happy. Oh, God. Man. Yeah, road rage is a bitch. But at least it's not the situation that Jesse Smollett guy's in.
Smollett.
I don't give
Jesse again. Smollett.
His name is Mud.
He's gay in French, okay?
Homeboy's name is Mud. For those who don't know, he's an actor from the TV show Empire.
Yeah, he's a gay actor on Empire. He actually plays a gay dude. Not that it's important that he's gay, but it's gay.
He's a gay guy playing a gay guy on a TV show.
Yeah.
Yeah. And...
So what did he do? Why don't you tell us all about it?
Well, let's see. Well, first off, on the show, he's just really, he's a really good actor. Like, I love the show. It's just black people drama with, like, the dumbest shit ever. But.
Is it like the Days of Our Lives for black people?
I've never watched Days of Our Lives, so I could tell you.
How dare you?
But no, like, apparently he set up a mugging. People are saying he wanted to get more money on the show. So to increase his brand, he hired two guys to beat him up, which was, like, I guess they punched him once and left a scar. Like, not even a scar, like a scrape under his eye.
Yeah.
And he said they were yelling, you know, this is MAGA country and, you know, get out of here, nigger, and shit like that.
So basically racial slurs and, like, gay hate.
Now, let's break this situation down. Problem one, the people yelling these racial slurs were Nigerian. They were darker than he is.
Okay.
So you have a black person, like, getting called, you know, racial slurs by another black person? Like, first off, there's strike one. Number two, one of the dudes works on the fucking show. He was a background character. And they're just like, huh, there he is. And then the third part was, like, the guys, when they were buying all this stuff and before the thing happened, they called him, like, an hour before the jump, they called him. An hour after the jump, he called them. So it was like you gave them your phone number and didn't think the police would look into that?
Yeah. Let me tell you about some other stupid crap that I read. So he shows up at the hotel where he's staying at with the noose still around his neck.
No, he didn't.
Yeah. And he had a Subway sandwich in his hand.
That's why everybody's been talking about Subway.
It's not because of Jared and shit.
Oh, God. Oh,
but,
he's gone too.
That's why he's got, like, you know. And then, so he paid these dudes, right? But guess how he paid them?
Huh.
He wrote a check.
Oh, jeez. It's 1993.
Our people aren't very smart.
Hey. God damn it. He's setting black people and gay people back now. Oh, God. So.
But it does make for some good podcast material.
He wrote a goddamn check, like the easiest thing to follow. Like, I bet you there wasn't like 10 checks wrote last week throughout the world. You know, what the hell was this guy thinking? Like, oh.
Obviously, he wasn't thinking.
Oh, sorry. No, that's the understatement of the year. Like, I want to make a statement about racial inequality and sexual inequality. So let me hire the people who are most similar to me to do this heinous act. And then let me have every piece of evidence that shows my guilt. left behind too. Like, apparently the TV show, they're editing him out of the last two episodes.
Well, he was already being written off, so this is probably why his motivation was to start all this stuff, because he wanted, you know, he wanted more relevance on the show, right?
Because, yeah, it shows the whole thing about this this season of Empire. Somebody's died, and they haven't showed who.
Well, we know it's him now.
Oh, I'm about to say, now we went kind of, man, I mean, it's going to be a I guess it's not a surprise anymore. Fucking spoilers. Thanks God, Jesse. You just spoiled the show I enjoy watching. Man, I can't believe that. But how? Like, okay, let's say he didn't get caught and this works. Like, hey, you're an actor and some people punched you and said racist stuff to you. Here's more money? Is that how it works?
I don't know. There's a lot of, like, people who want to be the victim, right? Like, being a victim is, like, really, really...
It'll get him attention, but I don't see how that's going to get him a paycheck. You see that? Like man, if someone goes out and is like, oh, I hate, you know, bear-looking motherfuckers and hits me with a car, like, for a couple minutes, people are going to be like, oh, we should be nice to bears. And then after that, where's my money? Like, how do I get money out of that?
Well, let's take a look at the, like, people that have things happen to them in the news, right?
Yeah.
Like, the news cycle now is... Like, we used to always talk about, like, 15 minutes of fame before. You know, yeah. Like, this is your 15 minutes of fame. So, he's already obviously famous, right?
Exactly.
So, he wants to remain famous and have relevance. So, the way in his twisted, sick mind was to become a martyr or victim, right? Because, let's say, like, that dude who choked out, like, the guy who got attacked by the mountain lion, right? So, he's all of a sudden, like... pretty famous, and he's going on all these talk shows, and even Joe Rogan wants him on the show to talk about that, and like there's like conflicting facts about the mountain lion. Like someone says it was like a 85 pound mountain lion or a 45 pound mountain lion.
Well, that's kind of a big difference.
Yeah, but I mean there's even some articles that say it's 185 pound mountain lion.
They're just gonna start adding them all up together.
Yeah, but the thing is, like, you have a chance to become really, like, relevant in and make a name for yourself. You know?
See, now, the only thing, my counter to that argument is you're already famous. You're already making money. Why not just go on a new show? Why not just, like, he has talent. His little ABC interview when he started, like, crying and stuff.
Well, I fought back. I'm the Tupac.
Yeah, I'm the Tupac of gay people, like, stuff like... It's like, well, he obviously has some talents. He doesn't need to do all this shit. He just needs to get another job.
But to be fair, most actors, like, they're pretty sick and twisted people, right? Like,
yeah, I guess you got to be to make that kind of money to deal with all the crap in Hollywood. But it did not seem like the most logical plan to me.
Well.
Like, go old school, blackmail somebody. Like, shit, you ain't got to get punched in the face.
Why we got to get all racial?
God damn it.
We should white male people.
White male.
Apparently, it's not racist to, like, be prejudiced against white people.
Hey, shut up. Don't worry about them. They run the world. We just... You know, we get to do what we want for years of oppression. Shut up. I thought you were supposed to be black. Don't say shit.
I am black. That's why. But I'm mostly Asian, you know?
Oh, and you're black and adjacent to Asian.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You know, and the thing is with us Asians is we don't like to cry, you know? Like, you know, I can't get into Harvard, you know, like, because it's much more difficult for me. But I don't cry about it.
Oh, now I know you're full of shit. Because when I was in high school, when a kid or an Asian kid got like an A-, they were tears. They're like, oh my God, my dad's going to be so mad at me. Wait. And I was just like, ha ha, I didn't even study and I got an A+. You suck. That's right. I did that. I don't feel bad about it.
That's okay.
The Asian kids used to say such stupid shit to me when I was in high school.
Yeah.
You don't understand what honor is. I'm like, nigga, are you a fucking samurai? Like, shut up.
You never watched Mulan?
And the dragon was black, thank you. Eddie Murphy. Yeah,
Eddie Murphy, he's a murderer, man. He's awesome.
I like how we went from Jesse Smollett to fucking Mulan and Asian people in grades. But why does not crying have to do with anything?
Well, I'm just saying, like, you know, as a minority... you know, that minority, you know, they should be like all in uprage about like not being able to or being discriminated against. You know, it's so much harder for them to get into Harvard. But, you know, they don't really say much. They're like, oh, yeah, we got this.
No, they don't. They have a lawsuit, actually, against them going with affirmative action and
that's
stuff.
That's white people who contacted the Asian people, dude.
But the Asian people are like, that's a good idea, and they hopped on board.
Because they're smart.
So you can't say they're not whining about it when they go in to do this shit. They're just not doing it in the public eye. You guys are ninja criers. Just like, oh, we won't tell nobody, but we gonna get you, motherfucker.
Well, the reason you can't see us, we're crying, is our eyes are so like...
Oh my God, don't say that. Shut up. God, we're gonna get in trouble. God damn. Oh, Jesus. And there goes the other half of our listeners who were still with us. Jesus Christ. Oh, man.
And we lost the religious people right now.
Well, that's just my family anyway. Oh, man. Speaking of discrimination prejudice. And prejudice, you know, like, fat people are trying to be the victims online, and, you know, I understand, like, being fat, I accept that I'm fat, but I don't want to stay fat, and I noticed there are some people who are like, no, I like my life this way, you know, I like to bleed butter and, you know, drink fucking lard and shit. I'm like, no, that's not good. But I do notice we get treated differently as a fat person.
Oh, for sure. Like, man, at Apero on Friday, there was no girls even looking at in our direction at all.
Why could we use like another story? Why we gotta go something that's so recent?
No, I'm just saying, like, I noticed, like, man.
But this is as the only foreigners in this place, yeah, too.
Yeah. Usually we just attract, you know, like, people look at us and want to talk to us, but man, zero looks, zero fucks were given. Like,
that's because we're in the K-pop capital. Like, all those boys, the pictures. This restaurant had all its walls covered with pictures of male and female K-pop people, and there's no reason to look at us. We don't look anything like that. But I mean, I don't think they'd look at anybody unless it was a K-pop band.
I'm just saying you get treated better as a person who's just better looking. People get better treatment.
Well, that's, yeah, of course. Pretty people don't have to work hard. Ooh, that's right. I said it.
Yeah, I say it too, bitches.
But I mean, fat people, but I will say it's the opposite in a gym. Like, if you're a fat person and you're working hard and to lose weight, like, fools that don't even know you will be like, hey, good job. And you're like, what? Well, thank you. That was so kind of you. You know, and
yeah, mad respect to people who are out there trying to better themselves.
That really do it, because at the same time, you get the people who want to lose weight, and you're like, oh, well, this is what you have to do, and then they're like, no, you're wrong, and then you're like, okay, well, I'm just not going to talk to you anymore. But no, I think especially in America, we need to, you know, do more exercise. Shit, even out here, I mean, fuck, we got the Fukuoka Fat Guys podcast. We need to stop talking shit and just start running laps, very, very slow and short laps.
Yeah, but, you know, like, I noticed, like, when I lost a little bit of weight, I noticed that people, they did treat me better. Like, I'd get more questions, or, like, people would smile at me as they passed me.
Randomly, you know, touch you.
Yeah, you know, grab my dick.
What? Whoa, I was talking about your arms.
Oh, sorry. We're going to edit that out.
What kind of people? It's like, oh, nice to meet you. Let me check your junk. Turn your head and cough. Are you talking about your doctor?
Like, I was coughing.
No, man. I mean, we're the same way. Like, we're shallow. I'm shallow.
Yeah, no one wants an attractive person. But, you know, that whole shallow how idea, it's a pretty good idea, you know? Like,
see what, I mean, yeah, see the person the way you want to and just be happy for you. Like, hell yeah. But yeah, I'm shallow. I accept it. I have no problem with that. You know, at least I'm charming, because sometimes pretty people are fucking boring. That's right. I said it. They don't know how to talk. They don't know how to keep a conversation going. They just sit there and they're like, here, buy me stuff. Pay for my date. And it's like, shit, put some damn work in.
We were talking at dinner on Friday, and we were talking about this restaurant that only hires models. And they're not exactly the most qualified to be doing their job, so they're always like bringing people the wrong food, and they expect them to be like, it's okay, right? It's okay. You're gonna eat this, right? Because I'm good looking. And then We were like, no, take this back. We didn't order this.
Yeah, well, see, they don't understand. We're fat before anything.
They're like, you shouldn't even be eating.
It's like, you shouldn't be making eye contact with me right now.
Yeah, I'm so good looking.
No, like, I've got like places like Hooters and stuff like that where they're like, ooh, they hire, you know, pretty women. Like, I don't want to eat at a place like that. Like, that's just a waste. Like, no, give me the food. I don't need to see pretty people serving me the shit. That doesn't enhance my flavor, you know? Only time I want to see them, stuff like that, is when you can go holler and spit game. But if you can't do that, then what are they there? Like, no, go do something else. I don't care. Give me a robot. I'm fine with that.
Have you ever dated a girl you met at a job? Like
to somewhere working? Nah.
Never, never, not even once.
I guess once out here, like years ago. But what does that have to do with? Doesn't mean she was like a model or anything.
I'm just saying. Like, so, you know. Maybe people like that fantasy about like going to eat every single day at the same place. And
Hooters ain't that damn good.
You know, not just Hooters, other restaurants, you know, that serve hamburgers or whatever.
I didn't meet nobody that worked in food industry, but I don't know. Man, when I go to eat, I'm just not in the flirting mentality.
Where you're like, hey, baby.
No, I'm out there to get me some sustenance and then be out. You know?
Well, so that's what your kids are talking about now. Sustenance. That's what you're calling it.
Man, that's all I want. Like, when I'm out there trying to holler, you know, at ladies and stuff, I'll go out, you know, I went to, like, a bar yesterday and just met some nice people, like, down the street from me. But, no. I always try and, growing up, I tried to use my family, you know. Growing up in Atwater, I had 7 cousins who used to live down the street from me. And of the 7, like 6 of them are women. Like, not even playing. It's just a house full of women. Like, the little boy that lived in there. My cousin Val, poor dude. Just 6 sisters and shit. Like, I'm surprised he's still alive right now.
Hey, did he turn out gay?
No, he didn't.
Or did he develop so many, like... Like a women coping skills.
He's like a mind reader or something.
Is he a lady killer? Like, you know,
he did not change at all.
Oh, damn.
But you know what sucked the most? Like, they used to come over and like get to flirt with all my friends, and they didn't have no goddamn female friends. How you live in a house with sisters and all that shit, and ain't none of them got a cute friend?
Well, here's the thing, right? Like, if your cousins are, you know, semi good looking,
mm-hmm.
They're pretty good looking.
I don't know. They're my cousins.
Yeah, I'm just saying, like, girls, they don't like hanging out with other good-looking girls. You ever notice that?
Yeah, I heard that. They always hang out with girls that look less cute than them, so that raises, they messes up the scale.
Yeah.
For those of you who don't know.
The scale.
Everyone does it. The like, 1 out of 10, right? And so, if a girl is, like, a 7 on a normal scale... She'll hang out with like 4s and 5s so that she jumps up to a 9 now because of the situation.
No, not that us Fukuoka fat guys do that, okay?
We don't give enough shit, so we're over there stuffing our face.
This is all research, okay? We don't believe in this scale.
I know. We
quotation marks scale.
We are feminists at heart. Yes. We think all women are beautiful.
Yeah, we bang anyone.
But no, it used to make me so mad because, like, I'd have parties and barbecues and stuff, and then here come my cousins, and then nothing. No girls, no cute friends. One of my cousins had a cute friend once, and then I never saw her again. So, you know, I need reparations of years of being related to these fools. And man, you don't even know. Oh, God. I got a short cousin. Like, really short. She's like 4'2", I think. I don't know. She hasn't grown since I was like 6. But her crowning achievement was she likes to say dumb stuff. I don't know if she likes to. It just kind of happens. But they were all at McDonald's and she was trying to flirt with the cashier. And she's like, hey, boy, how much are these free refills? And so, like... And so, like, that's kind of what she's known for. Like, and you know, whenever I get mad at her, I just look straight ahead so she can't look me in the eye. And she's out of my peripheral vision. Love you, Mimi.
Holla.
Oh, no, man. It was hell growing up with all them. I mean, I love them all very much, and if they come to visit me, I hope they bring me money and stuff.
They're not going to bring you, they're going to stab you.
They ain't going to bring me shit. They just going to come and fight me. But man, I don't know. You have like cousins and shit back in Guam?
Well, my whole family, we for a point in time in my life, we all like lived together in my grandmother's house. So it was pretty nice, you know, like one of my cousins was from Texas and another cousin, their family lived in South Carolina. And then we all like just for some reason they dropped them off at Guam, and it was interesting because like we were at that age where we were like maybe 7 till 10. So, you know, you get to learn about like the JCPenney catalog and like, and you're looking at boobs for the first time, and you're like, damn, you know, it's one of those things where cousins are good for learning about things. So. My older cousin, she was older, and I think for like 7 years we all lived together, and so by the time I was about like 12, she was already like 18 years old. So all these like hot like girls just come to the house, and then they would be like, "Oh, your cousin's so cute. We should practice kissing on him." And I'm like, "Yeah, it's awesome."
What?
So me and my two cousins, we got like kissing practice done, and it was pretty good.
I would have fought your other two cousins, be like, "There doesn't need to be three of us. There needs to be me and me alone." This is Sparta over here and shit.
But at that age, it's just awkward, you know. Like sometimes you're like, or whatever. So
you got cuties. Oh my god. Your cousins seem way better than mine. I hope they listen to this podcast to see what good family's like. Oh, man, I'm so sad now. I want my money back. I want to trade. Oh, man, I can't even think. Hell, my cousins went to Disneyland, like, on a family trip and didn't even invite, like, me and my sister.
Are your family, like, members pretty close, or?
I thought we were. And then I found out I have a ton of cousins. It's way too many. I got some cousins up in L.A., and these fools came to my fucking college while I was going there, while I was working there.
So you're that cousin who everyone, like, avoids? Like,
apparently, I got the goddamn plague. These motherfuckers, I'm working one day, and I'm like, is that RJ? Is that Ryan? I'm like, what the hell? And they're like, oh, what up, cuz derp? I'm like, what do you mean, what up? It's like, how are you in my school and you didn't think to call me? And they're like, And then I called my uncle and my auntie, and I'm like, what the hell, man? Like, y'all mad at me? And they're like, oh, it just slipped our mind. You sent your sons to Las Vegas, to my college for some high school, like, bullshit, you know, class thing. And I'm like, I was so mad. And then, like, maybe a year or two ago, they never even, like, had added me on Facebook or nothing. I mean, I don't use Facebook. But how the hell are they going to have everybody but me and, like, my family on there? Oh, man. See, now I'm mad. I want to fight my cousins.
Why do you think they, like, left you out?
Because I ain't religious enough. They know I'm going to hell. They want to stay away from me.
Speaking of that religious thing, you know, like, I don't know. Like, being Catholic, I don't know. I was raised Catholic. So that was, like, one of the things, like, where Catholic is, like, a choice religion, you know? Like, you go to church during Christmas, Easter, what else? I don't even know what are the days you go. But it's like you just have to go to confession every so often. And and the cracker was really good, so I would go for communion, just eat that wafer. And I was like, I'm thirsty, so the grape juice is good. So, yeah, being Catholic, I
want to know what the hell kind of stuff you told them about, like, in confession. Be like, so I saw a cat and I decided what it would look like in a microwave, and then my mom got mad at me.
No, we never did that. We did, like, test out the theory if cats landed on their feet. Let's just say, geez. I got a lot of scratches on my arm as a child.
Oh, no.
PETA, please don't come after me. I didn't elaborate on what I did.
My name is not Carl.
And being on Guam, there was a few coconuts that fell on my head. So,
oh, God.
I mean, you just chill out under the coconut trees, and coconuts do fall. So.
Oh, no.
If you wonder why I'm strange the way I am, that is why.
Why would you keep sitting under the goddamn tree?
Because they're shade, dog.
Well, I don't know what it's like being a Catholic, but my family's Christian. And I remember going to church a lot before my sister was born. So I'm guessing having the Antichrist in the family wouldn't allow you to go into church anymore.
So that's where they left you out, huh?
Yeah, she started like hissing and things would just spontaneously burn and stuff.
So you'd walk into church and you'd be like burning.
Jesus starts melting at the cross. And they're like, what's going on? And my sister's just laughing. I'm like, I know what's going on. But I don't know. Yeah, it was church. It's so boring to hear the people talk. They can't just say stuff directly. They got to say it in the most roundabout way. And black people church and white people church, totally different. Oh, man. White people church is like the most, like, it's routine. It's like everyone knows when to step up and stuff. Black people church, it's like a party. Like, fools just be jumping up saying hallelujah for no reason. Just getting hype. You know, it's like a damn rap concert. You know, people just start dancing in the halls and stuff. Like, that was normal to me. And then, you know, when I was a kid, I went to my friend's church. I'm like, this shit is boring. Like, it's hard enough to stay awake anyway. But, man, they're all so calm and collect and stuff. And, yeah, it's nothing like that. And black people be trying to guilt you into church.
How long were your church things?
I don't know. God, I don't know. Like, 2 hours or more each time.
Like, 2 hours? That's like a job.
Oh, I hated it. And I remember my dad used to get to stay home. And I'm like, why ain't he got to go? And he's like, because I'm old. I'm like, shit, I want to be old too. Oh, man. Yeah, it used to be tough. But you have everybody. And then the worst part is when you're young, you got all these people who like watched you grow up that you don't remember. And they're like, they always ask the same thing. Do you remember me? Like, this look of stupidity on my face doesn't let you know I don't know who the hell you are. Man. But, nope, it's been a long time since I've been in a church.
Well, here's something since you've never been to church. Like, there are a lot of girls there. And you can meet girls at church.
Yeah, but these are the Jesus-loving, you know.
No. No. You didn't learn the thing about girls who go to Catholic school? Freaks.
What? I don't know. There was no Catholic schools where I was at.
Oh, my God.
I think there were.
Man, oh, if anyone doesn't understand, Catholic girls are the freakiest girls.
And we're going to apologize to all the Catholics in the audience tonight.
Why are we going to apologize to Catholic people? Like, they're like, what, child molesters?
So if you're a boy, you get molested by the priest. If you're a girl, you go to a Catholic school and become a freak.
Yep, exactly.
Oh, God. See, this is why we're going to hell. God damn it.
Oh, I never denied that we're going to hell.
We're just going to sit under the coconut trees and wait for oblivion to take us out, take us away. Oh, man.
Well, see, like, a lot of my friends went to church to find cute girls because, like, you know, we knew they were, like, sort of, like, freaky and they would do stuff. But if you really wanted to find a girl who put out, do you know where you'd have to go?
Oh, my God, don't you say it. Don't you goddamn say it.
STD clinic. Oh, God. You know that they're no, doing stuff.
No. So
you just pass a note, oh, you know, down, God. And you're like, if you tested positive, please pass the note to next girl.
Please just don't ignore this. It's spam mail. Oh my God. I mean, I guess there's some sort of intelligence to what you say, but who the hell wants someone with STDs?
No. You're going there because they're like concerned with their health, you know, so
they're concerned because of
you get free condoms. So
oh, that's the real reason. Oh, okay, getting those old. Oh, God, no, stop it. I don't want to talk to you anymore. Not about that. God damn it.
Because this homeboy over here, he's all about the trash bags.
Shut up. God damn it. My family listens to this, motherfucker. God damn it. I don't want it. They're going to be like, what are these trash bags you're talking about? Nothing. Nothing. I clean my house a lot. Fukuoka
fat
guys. Shut up. I clean up a lot. Just leave it at that. Oh, God, we're going to hell. We're going to super hell. Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Well, anyways, you know, since we're on this thing about
this sexual subject.
Yeah. I'm probably going to have to abstain from, how do you call it? The
yeah. You can't be touching yourself is what you're going to say.
Yeah, I want to like improve my mind. So apparently, like, to increase your mindfulness and your spirit or your chi, you can't pleasure yourself. So I'm going to start eating cereal in the mornings.
Why are you going to eat cereal? What does that have to do with not pleasuring yourself?
Apparently, in the early times... 1940s
or something? Yeah, the 1920s?
Yeah, let me read an article for you folks out there. Some trivia.
You can read?
Yeah.
Well, son of a bitch.
Son of a bitch.
Yes, I want to see what cereal has to do with mindfulness and abstaining.
All right, so pulling out the phone right now. In the young United States, one of the loudest anti-masturbation
voices. I was right. You can't read.
Was a Michigan physician named John Harvey Kellogg.
Wait, what was that name?
John Harvey Kellogg.
That part. Kellogg.
Yeah, the cereal maker. So the good doctor was a bit uncomfortable about sex, thinking it detrimental to physical, emotional, and spiritual well-being. He personally abstained from it and never consummated his marriage.
Holy Gay? Sorry, to all our gay fans.
Basically, he invented cereal. I'll give you the short and like cliff notes. He invented cereal because it was so like bland, and his hypothesis was that the more bland your life is, the less sexually like aroused you'll become. So if you really want to, like, you know, have a bland life, eat grape nuts.
So he made cereal to stop masturbation.
Yeah, it's an anti-masturbation campaign.
Kellogg's cornflakes. Its real point is to stop people from touching themselves.
Yeah.
That was the biggest failure in human history, man. Cause,
yeah, because I'm all, like, when I was young, like, I'd fucking be all up in the Raisin Bran, jacking off, and, like, God eating that shit.
Oh, my God. Don't talk about, you nasty.
I could do two things at once.
This man thought, let's make a crappy cereal and that'll stop, and he didn't consummate his marriage. The poor guy was probably a closet homosexual. That's probably what it was, that he felt guilty.
Yeah, and we're not making this up. We'll put it in the notes later.
Oh, God. Yeah, no, he showed me the site. It's real. It's just, I think I'm going to giggle every time I eat Kellogg's now. I'll be like,
I'm going to beat up all your Kellogg's.
God damn it, don't you say that stuff. Oh, yeah, mindfulness and spirituality, that's overrated. I don't need all that junk. I'm down with just being the sinful sinner that I am. Let me be me.
Yep. So, on that note.
Yeah. After talking about people getting beat up today, moving and road rage, being shallow and stuff, we're going to end this one on masturbation and cereal.
Yep.
Yeah. That sounds good. Once again, thank you to anyone who's made it to the end of this episode.
If you got this far, amazing.
I know, like, the trophy is yours, because I'm guessing all, like, none of you. But for those who made it and who have been listening to all the dumb shit we've been saying, thank you. We're going to up this stuff and hopefully keep you all entertained. Keep hitting us up with the things you guys want to hear. Like, it was, that's been, like, the nicest little, It makes me feel in this little heart of mine, like, they're like, oh, you should talk about this or stuff like that. So anything you guys want to hear us discuss, or any weird ass articles you guys see, post it on one of the three platforms we're on right now.
And yeah, leave it in the comments. It'd be all good. And if you could review our podcast, that'd be really awesome.
Yes. Just know that if you say mean things, I will cry.
That's okay. Make him cry.
Fuck you. All right, guys. We out. Catch you next week. Peace.